adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks. Roll the sound bite.
Pogs are where it's at.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Steph, who plays Boone.
Ahoy, hoy.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
What do you call a singing necromancer? A Ouija board. Bart. Oh, I fucked it up.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Yeah. It was. Oh, shit.
Kyle, who plays Cam.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
And Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Hey.
Hi.
So you guys did it. You finally made it to this sanctuary place.
Oh, shit, I got
We to... solved a puzzle.
One of
You
many.
Didn't die getting torn apart by wolves.
Well, I mean, well, only it was an illusion.
That was after he got hit by a meteor.
We only looked like we got murdered.
Yes, I have to ask, did you, with all the illusions that hit Cyrus... Did you have some beef with Cyrus at some point?
I don't know. I took a fucking mace to the face, y'all. Like, or flail to the face, whatever. It hurt. I just want you to know that.
You'll be okay, boo-boo. You got this.
Just walk it off. Don't worry about it.
Just
suck
just
it rub, up.
Just rub some aloe vera in there and it'll be good.
So, yeah, guys. Well, I think where we last left you guys off, you had just made your way back into the central chamber with the burning fire.
Yes.
Did
we at least short rest?
No.
No.
Nope.
Should
Nothing
we?
Has happened of the sort.
Actually, I don't have any missed HP. I'm okay.
I do. Can we short rest, please?
Yeah, I have no spell slots whatsoever.
We could just go into that room over there. It says there's a bed on that door. That's clearly where you go to rest.
I think you're wrong, Callus. But
well, so what's in the alcove again?
There are three doors. You guys entered one with a sword and shield on it. There appears to be one with a tree inscribed above it, and another one with a bed inscribed above it, and then the entrance that you came in from.
But wasn't that we went through the shield? To begin with, and then we went through all the trials, right? And now...
Yeah, and then we went back out.
And then we went back out. So is there a place to where those of us that need to rest, and
we have a magical condo.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be applicable here, but like, I could stand watch if Dagna needed to sleep.
Oh, no, it's just, I think it's just like a short rest is like, what, an hour? Just not doing anything really major?
Yeah.
So we could just like chill for an hour.
Like weapons maintenance and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
We can play some jacks.
Jacks. Boone's so serious, but until somebody mentions jacks.
Nah, she hates jacks. Jacks are garbage.
How dare you?
That's child's play.
Is Mallory's national sport.
Pogs is where it's at.
Okay. So now that we're back over here, Dagna's just going to lean against the wall and just sit for a second. And she's just like, okay, I just, a break. Just a small 1 hour break, please.
Agreed. I still have wounds that haven't closed up yet.
Yeah, as you guys are resting, you hear water dripping from the ceiling. It's something you didn't notice before.
Can I do like a perception check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I got a 13.
As we're short resting.
Yeah, you. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. As we're short resting, Dagna's playing like a little diddly on her lute. So that way we get an additional D6 added to our hit point pool.
Ooh.
What, so does that mean?
What is the song you're playing?
Do don't, you're putting pressure on me and I wasn't ready for this. There's something going on. Just don't worry about it.
Ooh. Wow, so many crits. What is wrong with you people?
You mean so many fails.
Crit fails. Yeah, no, Matt, Lauren, you're not allowed to.
Nope. Okay, that's
those
it.
Those were droplets, if you guys couldn't tell.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
are you doing it with your mouth?
Yeah.
That's ASMR quality right there.
No, you're not, Sean.
I am. I'll show you when I see you. Yeah, so as you guys are resting, you can hear not only the sound of water dripping, but it appears as though it has begun to rain outside. You can kind of hear from the entranceway the sound of rain hitting the cliffside.
Oh, that's cinematic.
Is the rain getting hit by meteors?
No. No. But you notice this one area of the ceiling that is dripping with water, or at least, Boone, with your 13 perception you did. You also notice a small puddle forming in the ground.
Can I go touch the water?
Yeah, so if you walk up to the water and you peer into it, you go to, like, touch it. But when you look at it, you see a reflection mimicking your movements. And you see the form of a... Hold on, I gotta go way back.
All right, well, at first, you said it mimics your movements. I'm like, yeah, that's what reflections do, Sean.
No, that's why
Stephanie... You see the form of like a bird-like humanoid, what a race you would recognize as a Kenku, staring you back.
Gosh.
Okay. And it's like mimicking your movements.
So I'm not going to react to that. And
as though it's a mirror.
Right. So I'm not going to react. I'm going to stand back up and go, hey, Cam, what you got going on? Can you come over for just a minute?
Thank you. Sure. And I
perfect.
Do that.
Perfect. Come here. Come here. Hey. Hey.
Not a dog.
I know. I didn't mean to make it seem. Okay. Hey, Cam, I'm a little nervous right now. I'm freaking out. Can you look into the water? It's a little weird right now.
What are you seeing as I like peer into the water, like kind of just peeking my head over at first?
I bend over and I look into the puddle the same as Cam does.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, look, I look like a bird. And I'm going to say it really quiet. I don't want to alarm the rest. Hey, look.
Cam, what do you see?
I peer through and I see kind of like a fucking Chris Gaines looking motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
You're not even Garth Brooks, you're fucking Chris
Gaines. No, he's got an emo vibe to him that's a little bit weird. He's got like dark hair, sideswept bangs, and just wearing like a dark robe, but he's got a serious Chris Gaines vibe. And I look back going, I don't see a bird, but I see something so much worse.
Come on, people, now smile on your brother. So Sean, if we're both looking into the puddles, he doesn't see me as a bird.
Nope, you got. Yep, he sees you as a bird.
Oh, okay.
It's like exact mirror. It's as though you guys are looking into a mirror, but yourselves are reflected in a different way. Even though every single one of your movements and mannerisms is the exact same.
Can I roll like a Arcana, or is it Arcana? Yeah, Arcana. Like, and I'm going to lean forward and kind of try to sense it and see if I get like a magic-y vibe from it.
Okay.
I rolled a 13.
13, so. You cannot determine the type of magic, but this whole place is just teeming with magic.
I'ma do a thing. It's hard to pick up a specific point. I touch it just with one finger, like a... Bloop, just to see like the ripples.
The Chris Gaines ripple on the other side, that you touch it at the same time and it just kind of ripples as though you put your finger in some water and the image distorts.
I think we have to try something.
What do you want to try?
Let's get the rest of them.
As you touch it though, and you put your hand in this puddle of water, something solidifies in your hand.
Okay.
And you are now holding a blue gem. And when you see the reflection on the other side as the puddle settles, it is holding a blue gem and looking at it as well.
So then now, knowing that, instead I turn to Boone and I go, gotta touch it. You just gotta.
So Boone looks at him inquisitively and touches the water.
When you touch it and pull your hand away, you are now holding a black gem. Much the same thing.
Okay.
There's no way we don't all have to do this. Right? I mean...
I don't know what this is.
Worst case scenario, we sell it to the dumbest merchant we find for as much money as we can get. They look kind of cool. Let's get five of them. Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's going on?
So, first, don't freak out.
That's never a...
you always say this.
That's never a good start.
This puddle is magical, and when you look at it, you'll see a different creature. She sees a bird. I see an emo weird guy. And
trying to do country, but not.
But it didn't really work, and it was mostly kind of sad. It was just the one. And when we touched it, we got gems. And then I just like put my hands up in the air doing the generic like shrug of like, I don't know, but I figure you guys should probably take a look and then touch and see what happens. Mine's blue. I'm holding up the gem.
Huh.
Okay, interesting.
So everything is very crazy here.
Do not feel possessed or going crazy or anything like that?
Not yet. But to be fair,
still young.
To be fair, if I was feeling that, I wouldn't know.
This is true.
So, you know.
Good. So the only people who seem to have been able to notice when someone is cursed did it first. Good.
Well.
Valid point.
We're here now.
I'm sorry. Can I just clarify one thing? So we have a physical gem in our hands now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Mine is sorry. Blue. I'm sorry.
Which is honestly kind of strange that you got the black one and I got the blue one, but sure.
Maybe this isn't a reflection of the actual player's soul.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I don't think black really.
What was interesting to you, though, Boone, is that with what you know of the Kenku race, usually they're raven-like and black-feathered. This raven appeared to be blue-colored.
What?
Okay.
What the trees?
I want to be a blue Kenku.
Okay. Dagna's going to go over to the reflection and check it out.
When you peer down, you see what appears to be a half-elf clad in very fine armor, wearing a holy symbol around their neck, shield slung over their back. Just peering back at you, mimicking your movements.
Huh. I reach out to her like I'm going to try to touch her hand or something.
Yep. So as you do so, the hand reaches back out at you, mimicking your movements. And as you come in contact with the water, are you touching the water?
I am.
A yellow gem forms in your hand.
Can I go past the water and try to like touch her?
It disturbs, but this pool, this puddle, when you push through, only is like a half inch deep.
Okay. She'll draw her hand back out with the yellow gem.
Okay, that is strange. Let me look at this.
So weird. Are you checking as well, Callus?
Yeah, I'm going up to look in there.
Okay. And as you peer in, you see what appears to be a human with a bow slung over their shoulder, wearing, you know, light leather armor. With some studs and some spots.
Really? A human? Are you sure? This is very strange.
I mean, I saw an elf.
Oh, I mean, I could change it. Roll me a D100.
Oh, God. Oh,
look at what you did. Look at what you did. No one to blame but yourself,
you
Ben.
You did this.
99. Oh, 99.
You do this all the time, Ben.
Okay. 99. Oop.
Human.
You see a tiefling staring back at you.
It's almost large.
Okay, so this is clearly what happens if you get reincarnated. I don't know. Let me touch this and see what happens.
And as you touch the water, you receive a green gem.
Hmm. We're all looking at Cyrus expectantly now.
Are you saying I have to do this now?
Look, we all did it.
You don't seem like you're possessed by an evil demon, so I guess it's fine. I take a look into the puddle.
I'm trying to find yours.
Look into my puddle.
Here's a hint, Sean. It's a throwback and it's heavy metal.
Oh, is it dwarf?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see a dwarf with a holy symbol clad in bright silver armor staring back at you. It appears as though this dwarf is decayed in places.
Decayed?
Like, missing some patches of flesh here or there.
Oh, okay,
kinda
yeah.
Like you.
It seems like if this is reincarnation, I don't want it because he's decayed too.
Maybe he gets it fixed.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens when I go touch the water.
So as you touch the water, you feel renewed with some sort of vigor. A clear gem appears in your hand, and as you draw it back and the water settles, the dwarf does not appear to be decaying anymore.
Huh.
And as you take in a deep breath, you notice that you can smell the fire in the room, that all of a sudden you're hungry, and you're not entirely sure why, but food tastes so good and it feels like you haven't eaten in a long time.
Does anyone have a ration?
I throw you a biscuit.
I take a bite of it.
Cyrus appears less grayer and duller than he was, as though... he has a renewed color in his face.
This is the most delicious biscuit I have ever had. What is...
You look less dead.
I can smell again. And this cave is very stuffy.
Hmm. You have to pee a little. I think that's a thing that undead people don't have to.
Oh my god, Sean, fuck. Okay.
I'll be right back. I just walk off.
Kalos okay. Just looks at himself now. Why did that not change me back?
Oh, my heart.
So after all of this, Boone is probably going to go back to Cam and say, okay, so we had three choices. The last one didn't go so well. What do you think for the other two doors?
I'm thinking that we choose one of the two of them.
Oh, really? That's your best option? Okay.
Listen, realistically, what other option is there?
No, you can...
How about we flip a coin?
That's why you interrupted. Was for a coin toss?
Boone, calm down. It's okay. I know.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Would you rather blame the coin for making the decision for us, or us making the decision and it ends up bad?
Okay.
No. Either way, we're going to have to go through it.
Cyrus got cured, but somehow he turned into Two-Face. Only half of them got cured.
Well, we're going to have to go through these eventually.
Do we have to go through both, or is one better option than the other?
We have only one third of this potion. We need to probably get the other two.
Okay, fine.
So what sounds better to you? I picked sword and shield last time. Oops.
You and I both chose that.
Okay. Maybe bed would be better. It might be soft.
I have a feeling that is not the case.
When can hope?
You can hope, but you're wrong.
But that's going to be the best one. We're all super suspicious, but it's like...
It really is actually the best one.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do them. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. No.
Well, if everybody's going to toss a coin, then I'll toss it, but I don't know how to toss a coin. Hold on. We just did this.
One D2.
Well, but that's not in the thing.
I thought you were saying that you actually didn't know how to toss a coin, and I'm like, Stephanie, how old are you? You've gone your whole life without ever flipping a coin?
Yes, Sean. I've never... So, okay, anyway.
Steph,
so,
I'll click the button. Yes. Pick one. One is door, right? I guess...
What, yeah, there's one, the...
One is bed, two is tree.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna click a button and it's gonna roll it.
Okay.
Two. We're going on tree. Okay.
Of course you'd pick the tree. I'm just joking. Sorry.
I just clicked a random button. I rolled a dice for it. Oh wow, they did. They updated the whole dice button thing. Oh,
I know. It's fucking weird. I mean, it's great.
Cool. So
I,
much better.
Like, was like, oh so, my god, I'm so confused.
Wait. So if I want to roll 2d20, do I just do this? Oh, that's smart.
All right, so you guys are going tree?
We're going
to
the tree.
Going tree.
Right. So as you make your way down this tunnel, you can kind of see through as you're getting close to the end. The floor ahead appears to be like stalactites, okay? Or stalagmites. Okay.
Are they?
And as you go through, the ceiling appears to have like a bunch of different natural features on it. There appears to be what appears to like some sort of like small pool of water. There appears to be a ramp. There appears to be some trees on the far end and a little bit of light coming in. And there appears to be some vines and a field of flowers all on the ceiling. And a river of some kind that leads beneath the bridge to this other pool of water.
So while we're in a cave, it seems very bright.
No, it is a little bit bright. But what I'm saying is on the far end, there appears to be a keyhole of light shining in.
Okay. Sorry.
Onto the ceiling.
I'm gonna go.
It looks like there's a river in a U shape going around the ceiling.
A keyhole of light was my Christian prog rock band in.
I was like, I wanted to go investigate. So good. The
can someone please make a keyhole light album cover?
Yeah,
of the group. In the Christian rock poses.
They basically just look at any album cover from Creed. It's the same thing.
Exactly. All right.
Sorry.
No, you're good. So what are you doing?
Well, I was going to go investigate the source of light.
Okay. So as you make your way into the room, I'm going to have you make a dexterity saving throw as you fall towards the ceiling to mitigate your damage.
Fucking fantastic. Okay. Dexterity saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
I have an 11.
You fail, so you're going to take 1d6 damage.
Cool. What is that?
6. Ouch. Okay. As you fall to the ceiling.
Did we do a short rest? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
As you fall to the ceiling, you guys see her sucked upward, but you eventually stand up and your feet make purchase and your vision readjusts. And now it appears as though, like, you're not upside down. This is the right way things are supposed to go. You see a river ahead of you with some vines. There's some flowers. There appears to be a bridge. And still at the far end, you can see that little bit of light past some trees.
Should can I investigate my new world?
Sure.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
What? Why are you nervous?
Give me a perception check.
Tell me fucking things.
As the rest of you guys know that this is coming, you saw this happen, you can kind of step more gracefully on your way in. I will not make deck saves to mitigate the damage as you know what's coming.
I'm going to try and fly so I don't have to deal with that.
Okay. Yep, you fly and all of a sudden you just kind of flip.
Shouldn't we just like ride on the carpet so we don't have to deal with, you know, like maybe landing on our face?
Meh. Yes, you can do that and then fall off the carpet.
I try to make it look impressive, so I'm going to roll and take a risk of fucking myself
nice.
Up.
Nice, yep.
But Sean, do I feel like everything is okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean everything's okay?
Like, when I, like, got sucked up to the ceiling, am I like, oh, this is okay.
You don't feel anything outside of your normal emotion. This is weird.
Yeah, but, like, everybody else is concerned and panicking, and I'm like, bitches, is it fine? This is fine.
No, you don't feel anything out of, you would feel normal emotion. Nothing is influencing your emotion here.
Okay.
I rolled a natural 20 by trying to make it look impressive. So
how impressive do you make this look? What's the coolest thing you can think of?
I just am going to do like a basically like I'm just somersaulting triple axle, like fucking smooth move as I just, you know, basically I go to do a backflip and then I'm there.
Cyrus paints on his canvas and you see him turn around and this is 8.5.
Bullshit. I nailed that landing.
You're still dirty, so that kind of deducts points.
I kind of want to do it too. Nah, and she'll just carefully step into the area.
Okay. Yeah, so as you do, so you carefully step, you plan your little short jump, and you step onto the ceiling.
Yep.
I guess Cyrus just, like, braces himself and, like, let it take him.
Okay, yep, and you brace yourself, you kind of grab a wall a little bit to let yourself flip around as your feet find purchase on the new ground. Yeah, like I said, ahead of you, it's like a U-shaped river. There appears to be a bridge directly ahead of you going over this river. Past that, there appears to be a ramp up onto something that looks kind of like Pride Rock. Past that, you see another sort of bridge over the river. Yeah, it's like a stone bridge. And then past that are some trees. And then beyond the trees, you can see a little bit of light coming through the trees. There also appears to be on the north side a small flower field. And right next to Pride Rock, there appears to be some sort of wall of vines.
So hold on, is it Pride Rock or that sounded like Pride Walk?
That's my other Christian rock band. Okay, so what do you guys do?
I'm going to go towards the Pride Rock. Because that looks kind of cool.
Okay.
She wants to reenact Lion King.
So as you make your way, are you going through the water? Or are you going over the bridge?
I'm going to go over the bridge. I'm going to make sure it's not like rickety and shit. And then
I'll follow.
So Dagna, as you walk up to the bridge, give me a perception check.
Okay. How do I D&D? Hold on. Perception. 10.
Okay, you notice something glinting beneath some dust on the bridge.
It's like under the bridge?
No, like on the bridge. It appears to be like triangular in shape, like a pyramid. And though it's dusty, you can see that it's kind of glinting.
I'm going to go check that out. Wait, hold on.
It's glinting red.
I'm going to cast my mage hand over it. And I'm going to like kind of dust it off a little bit and approach closer and see what it looks like.
It appears as it gets cleared off, you can kind of see that it is a red crystal prism.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Completely different shape than the stones you guys got earlier. There's almost no similarity.
Noted. And like, I can like press in it and nothing happens?
You can what?
Kind of like press in the indentation and nothing happens.
In the indentation?
Oh, just not the indentation. She's gonna kind of like play with it a little bit
and with just the mage hand.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like a stone. It's just like a little, you know, 3-inch by 3-inch prism, just sitting on the bridge. As you, it can kind of moves around when you push it around with the mage hand. It's not like affixed to the bridge.
I'm gonna go pick it up.
With the you or the mage hand?
The mage hand.
Okay, yep, it picks it up.
Hey, look what I found! And I'm using my mage hand to, like, point at it, or I'm pointing at it, and my mage hand's holding it.
Okay.
Is it another crystal?
It looks like it, and I have
the mage hand. It appears to be much more clear than the stones you guys got before.
Okay. And yeah, once the mage hand, I guess, returns to her, she's gonna hold it and kind of, like, just examine it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just a red translucent 3x3 prism. 3-inch by 3-inch.
I'm going to hold on to that for later. That seems like a plot hook. So yeah, she's going to go ahead and just like stuff it in her bag with the other crystal.
Okay.
Or the other gem that she has. And then make my way to Pride Rock.
Okay. As you step onto the bridge, I need you to make me 3 dexterity saving throws. As shoot out of the wall across the bridge.
Oh, shit.
24.
Okay.
Natural 1. 19.
Okay. 24, you dodge out of the way of the first one. The second one catches you cleanly in the shoulder. You're going to take 1d8 damage.
Cool. Good thing we healed.
You're going to take 4. And then as it catches you in the shoulder and embeds itself into your armor, you kind of roll with the last one, avoiding it Matrix style, and end up on the other side of the bridge.
She's just going to lay down for a second. The bridge is trapped.
He's like, how bad are you hurt?
I'm good. I'm just going to lay here for a second. Don't worry about it.
Alice is going to fly over.
Show off.
Yes, you're able to fly over the bridge to Dagna.
I say we use the carpet.
Yep, I pull out the carpet.
Okay. Yep, the rest of you are able to make it onto the carpet as you fly safely over the bridge and land on the other side.
Okay. Ta-da.
Okay. I found a really cool rock.
I also see, hold it up. I see you also found an arrow.
I did. I found that arrow. I saved you. I just want you to know that. And she's going to pull it out and get back up on her feet and start walking towards the Pride Rock.
Okay. Yeah, you make your way. Are you making it to Pride Rock or going up Pride Rock?
I'm going to get on. Hold on.
Maybe we should just fly up there.
Yes, yeah, what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Kallus is going to start flying up there.
Hey, Kallus, check to see if there's like an indentation or anything that looks like this can go to, maybe?
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Okay.
Kallus is going to fly up to this rock and then look around.
Yeah, so as you get up to the top of Pride Rock, you can kind of look over. You see the trees on the other side of a river that's below, about 15 feet below the top of Pride Rock. Beyond the trees, you see like a stone. You see like several stone plinths that have indentations, like square indentations in the bottom of them. And then as you're looking for that, in front of you, about 10 feet... and about 5 feet down, there appears to be a floating orange prism.
Hmm. Does this look like the one that Dagna has?
It does, except for it's orange.
Okay. Kallus will call it to the rest of the group. It looks like there is some plinths over there that might go into, and I think I see another one. And
okay.
Kallus is going to go and try and grab it.
And you're flying?
Yep.
Yes, you're able to fly. It would have been cooler if you did like a dive off of it, cliff dive style into the water, but no, you're able to fly over and get this. You kind of snatch it out of the air. There appears to be a small amount of resistance, but you snap whatever magical tether is holding it, and now you are holding this orange prism.
How many slots are there on that thing?
You would have noticed 6 plinths.
Well,
it looks like there were 6, so look for, I assume, the rest of them?
How are you going to find them? More?
It's not that big of a room.
Okay, I'll go look over here and hopefully not get hit by arrows anymore.
Yeah, to the left of Pride Rock, there appears to be a flower field. And then while you were flying up, give me a perception check, Kallus.
All right, 22.
Okay, yeah, as you're flying over, you can kind of notice some green glinting between Pride Rock and these vines.
I might have seen something, and I'm going to go fly over to it.
Okay, yeah, so these appear to be tucked right up against Pride Rock. It appears to be at the base of Pride Rock, and these vines are kind of slowly moving and swaying. You wouldn't be able to reach it from above. It appears that you would have to grab it through whatever it is.
Okay. Can I go up and try and reach through these vines to grab this?
Yes. How are you reaching through?
With my hand.
Okay. So you make just kind of a normal grab through. As you do so, the vines begin to wrap around your arm.
Ah.
Would we notice that?
Make a dexterity saving throw to pull your hand back.
Yeah, would we notice this, Sean?
Yeah, you guys could see the vines move around his arm. You guys are at the base. Are you kind of near him?
I would say, close. So yeah. I would probably react and jump after him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's a 14 on my deck save.
As you're able to pull your hand back, as you do so, you notice the, because you kind of went in with just a standard reaching, right? Mm-hmm. As you pull back faster, the vines try and constrict harder. But you're able to pull your hand out.
Yeah, I think, Carlos.
Yeah, the vines apparently did not like me trying to grab whatever is in there.
Maybe we should chop them down.
Do you really think that's the right way to go?
Do you have a better idea?
Go for it.
Dagna, you had that magic hand thing, yes?
I do. I really do. So, had that, Dagna's going to cast Mage Hand to go into the vines and get it.
Does Mage Hand have substance?
Spectral floating hand that appears at a point you choose within range.
But it can hold something physical, correct? So I'm going to guess it's somewhat physical.
Yeah, you can't attack, activate magical items, or carry more than 10 pounds.
How are you making the hand enter these vines?
Probably, like, if it can, like... Yeah. If it can make a flat hand vertically and just kind of squeeze in between the vines and grab it.
So
and pull.
Carefully and slowly?
Yee.
Okay. As it enters carefully and slowly, the vines kind of sense some sort of movement and kind of start to constrict, but never fully constrict. And as you reach through, you aren't able to see this green glinting thing. Can you sense sensations from your mage hand?
As long as it's not any more than 30 feet, hold on. Well,
but can the mage hand feel for you? I mean, that's a weird question that I've never thought of.
It doesn't say it doesn't, but it doesn't say that it does either, so I don't know.
Okay, so while you're in there, how long can you have mage hand?
A minute.
Okay. So you saw where he was grabbing, and so you're kind of slowly going in and grabbing and trying to pull something out, and eventually give me a wisdom.
Check. You got it, buddy. 8.
And after a minute, you can't find what was back there because you can't see. So you're kind of just grasping at straws.
Okay.
You could try rolling again, because Mage Hand's a cantrip, right?
Yes, cantrip.
You can take 20 if you want, as long as you're going to do the same thing, and I'll say that you're able to get this.
Yeah.
The Mage Hand begins, you see the small wrist of it pulling back. How are you having it pull it out?
Just like in between like the thumb and forefinger, just very carefully.
Just very carefully, very slowly. The vines again begin to slowly react a little bit, but because you're pulling it slowly through, they do not react, and it comes pulling back out with a green prism.
Aha!
Nicely done.
I'm victorious. And she takes the green prism as well.
Okay. Give me perception checks.
Everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
18.
21.
7.
9.
Christ.
Okay.
7, 8, 9.
Let's see here.
1, 2, 3.
Dagna and Callus, after you guys are celebrating this prism, you're kind of looking at it. And in the reflection of it behind you, you see this field of flowers. And something you didn't notice before is there's like a stone pillar in the middle of these flowers, this field of flowers. They're purple, or they're multicolored bulbous flowers. And on this little pillar, there appears to be a purple prism.
I don't trust the flowers. This feels way too easy, I'm just saying.
Maybe we'll...
grab it with your mage hand.
Yes, that spell is quite handy.
Thanks, his name is Howard, and he's delightful. How far is this gem from the edge of the flower field?
20 feet.
Okay. So I'm going to stand at the edge of the flower field.
Okay.
And do my mage hand. It can go 30 feet away from me.
Okay. Yep. The you're using the shit out of this mage hand.
Damn straight.
What is the cost for doing it? Is it verbal? Is it semantic? Is it?
It's I think it's verbal and semantic. Yep, verbal and semantic.
So as you're standing at the edge of these flowers and you start saying the incantation, these flowers begin to release spores into the air. Make me a constitution save.
Oh shit. Oh no. 11.
You inhale some of these spores.
Okay.
Out of a D12, you're going to take 2 poison damage.
Oh, that's not pleasant.
But the mage hand does come into form after as you cough and sputter.
Okay. And I'm going to send it out there and grab it and retrieve.
Okay. Yes, you are able to grab this gem or this prism and you pull it towards you and you are now holding a purple prism.
Okay. So we needed 6, right? And we've got 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the So I guess we can't just stop and smell the flowers, yes?
I go for it and let me know how it works out for you.
I'm good.
She walks away from it. Let's see if we can find the other 2. Do we have an idea where those are at?
What about did we check the hot spring?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did. But that's also a hot spring? So I don't really want to put my hand in a hot spring.
Well, we may not have to.
Oh, that's right.
Dagnok can just do everything for us.
It's, yeah.
This is going great, like, actually.
Yeah, that mage hand is pretty awesome.
Right. Sean's going to get rid of it here in like a little bit, so take advantage of it while you still have it.
Wait, say that again?
I said Sean's going to get rid of it here in a little bit, so take advantage while you have it. I'm teasing. We go check out the hot spring?
Okay. Yeah. As you peer into the hot spring, you guys recognize reflections like you did earlier. You know, Boone sees a blue Kenku, as though these things are mimicking your motions.
Now, so, do we see like each other's reflections in the water, or is
yes,
it just
you
your
do.
Own?
So,
I think. Go ahead.
So wait, you're a bird in your next life?
All right. I don't know what this is. I don't like it. Okay?
Maybe it is past life since I used to be a tiefling, although this one does not
there,
look the same.
There appears at this end of the river, because it carries under the bridge, the water is steaming hot right here.
Okay.
Okay, Callus, you may have been a tiefling. I was never a bird. I don't know what this is. I'm not a fan. I don't like this.
I wish it was less possible for me to look like that in like 30 years.
Give me perception checks.
Okay.
All of us?
I'm going to get like a fucking 9, but okay. 12.
Oh my God. 14. 8.
Callus.
20! 20!
Actually, yeah, Callus and Boone. 13. As you kind of look down on the hot spring, it appears on the lower level there appears to be a dial of some kind with different colored inserts on it.
What do you mean a dial?
A hot tub.
Like a stone dial. Like if you look right here on the map, there's like a stone dial down there.
Is this a hot tub with a dial?
It could theoretically be.
Okay, so is this what you're talking about, Sean? I'm sorry. So sick.
No, Sean, over here, where it says hot ping. Spring.
Oh, okay. Sean? Oh, okay, okay. So.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice there's a map, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I had no idea. Like,
I'm just now seeing it.
I legit want to die right now. Okay, so I see the dial.
And
how far away is it from me?
Where are you? So it's
I have no fucking idea.
So
you told-
here's the hot spring. Well, where's your character?
I don't know, Sean.
Okay. Let's say you're standing next to Dagna. Okay, it's like across the hot spring, down some stairs that lead to the base, and it's on the wall. Just adjacent
okay,
to the flower.
So I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go to the dial.
Okay, Dagna and Cam, by the way, as you guys are standing on the bridge, I need you guys both to make me dexterity saving throws as arrows shoot out at you.
God damn it. I thought I heard 10.
Hold on.
3 of them, please, Dagna.
Oh, no. Please, no.
You think you learned from
11
the last one.
And 10. Jesus Christ.
8, 13 damage to you, Dagna, as you thunk, forget all of the things.
12,
Cam, you take
10, 15.
All of the Jesus things.
You're gonna take 6 damage as you take the first 2 and then see Dagna, and you're like, oh
son
shit, these
bitch.
Arrows, and you jump out of the way of the last one.
Cool.
She's just gonna lay down. Motherfuck.
You just crossed the bridge with arrows. Did you not think to look for more?
Hey,
for the listeners viewing thing, they're going back over the bridge that they came in across.
Oh, I didn't realize we did that.
Oh. I just dragged my character onto the sheet. That's apparently where I put it.
So. I'm just going to lay here for a second. Okay.
Okay. So is anyone trying to go down to the little dial?
I started going.
Okay. And so you make your way down there, and you see what appears to be a dial. It's circular, and there's stones at different points on it. It appears as though it can be turned, and the stones are red, white, black, blue, and green. There's a little notch above the dial, and it appears to be set to red right now.
So I know that I have a black gem, and I'm going to try to turn it black.
Okay. When you turn it to black, the water turns a greenish color and begins to sizzle.
Oh, no, moving away. Moving the fuck away.
That does not look good.
Don't think it's supposed to be hotter.
Can I do, like, a perception check? Like, what is my situation, John?
You're just looking into this sizzling pool of acid.
But it's not hurting me?
No, you're not standing in the water. You're standing to the side of it, adjusting the dial.
Okay, so, I don't know. Can I do, like, a
make me a perception check?
Okay. I was like, let me do something. 7. I'm sure that's...
Yes. Yeah. Even though there's acid, as you're peering down, the water has become clearer, and the bottom of this pool, which appears to be 15 feet down, there appears to be a blue prism.
Mage hand.
Is there mage something... hand. I don't think I have... Is there
Dagna
something
has it.
Around... Okay, Dagna's not near me.
Well,
is there,
She's not that.
You guys are within like 30 feet of each other.
Well, okay, but first off, before I endanger anyone else, is there like something around me that's like a twig or any kind of life? Does that make sense?
There's a gigantic pool skimmer, I guess, but besides that, nothing.
No, it's all stone. It does not appear to have, no sticks or anything around.
There's no sticks or anything? Okay.
You can kind of see some flowers above you about 15 feet up on the edge.
Like enough that I can reach them?
Yeah, you can reach a flower.
Okay, can I grab a flower and throw it into the pool?
Okay, as you grab a flower, you're kind of pulling it out?
Yeah.
You hear a shrill screaming as you sever it from its thing.
Oh no. We're in the druid thing, baby.
And that you are now holding a flower.
Okay. So I am going to actually kneel down.
And the flower's like, God, no! No!
Okay. I didn't throw it in yet. Okay, so after I pluck it, I'm going to kneel down and apologize and stroke its stem. That sounds awful.
As you do so, the flower goes limp and slowly dies and crackles and falls to the floor.
Oh,
its petals fall off.
Oh my God. Can I actually focus and like maybe rub it against my face? Like, can I pick up all the petals and the deadness?
Make me a constitution saving throw.
And I'm going to
rub it. Spores cover your nose.
Well, fuck 6.
And Steph just committed herbicide.
You're going to take 10 poison damage as you inhale the spores from the flower.
Okay, well, fuck this flower. I was trying to save it. I wish it died.
No, you see how quickly you can get to the fuck your forest thing?
It's so easy to just get right there. So sorry. I should have supported you.
This, is when the party just switches sides. We're like, nah, screw this. We pick Asmodeus.
The ever-present sizzle of the acid is still all around you.
Okay, I'm gonna throw it in the fucking acid pool.
As it fizzles into nothingness.
And then I'm gonna scream to the group, this is garbage! Screw this!
As that happened, I cast Healing Word on myself.
Okay.
God bless America. That's okay. That's fine. That's cool.
Are you throwing garbage in that pit of acid?
Hey, Boone.
Hey, what? Boone's pissed right now.
Boone,
what?
Hey, it's okay. Take your deep breath. What other colors are on the dial?
I don't even know at this point. I don't want to deal with it.
She would pass on to you that it's red if she wanted to. Are you going to tell her what they are?
I'm going to throw a hissy fit first, and then I will tell her.
Okay.
So like it was black, it was blue.
Red, white, black, blue, and green.
Okay.
Red, white, black, blue, green. Is it... Okay, switch it to white, and let's see what happens.
All right, Boone switches it to white.
Okay. As you switch it to white, the water ceases to be sizzling. It fades out of its green color, and it freezes and crackles into a sheet of clear ice.
Hmm.
And down below, you can see a blue prism as all of you look into this.
Red, white, blue. Blue?
Yes, blue.
Do the blue.
Red, white, black, blue, and green.
Okay, so Boone swishes it to blue.
Okay. The water of the area all of a sudden becomes a like a whitewater rafting thing. Like, it is just turbulent and crazy. There's little whirlpools everywhere.
So after Dagna keeps telling me to switch things, I'm going to say, Dagna, what is your plan? Why are you making me switch things?
I am. Hey, you need to practice patience.
Oh, do you keep... Do I'm you sorry. Wanna... I had a flower that killed me.
You did.
Asking for a friend, what do you want?
I'm trying to figure out what the different patterns are. If you'd calm down for 5 seconds so we could get the freaking prism and get out of here.
Dagna and Boone are no longer friends. Now Boone's going to do whatever you want. What do you want?
Okay. Just hold on. The black was acid, the red was hot, the blue was ice, and then the white
The white was ice.
The white was ice, and the blue was the rapids.
What is the green one?
What's... Boone?
Yes.
Could you please switch it over to the green one? Pretty please, sugar on top?
You owe me. And I'm going to switch it to green.
Okay, as you do so, the water ceases moving and becomes deathly still. It takes on a murky black that you cannot see.
Ugh.
Okay. But the black, whenever we switched it to black, you could see through it, though, right? Even though it was acid.
Yes.
Okay. Where's the stone at?
You remember it being slightly to the left, the bottom of the pool.
Oh, fuck. Do I have to cross the bridge again?
I think you can find the carpet. I'm going to assume that you guys use the proper mechanics to get to where you need to go at this point without getting shot by arrows.
That's probably a bad assumption, but I appreciate it.
Okay. Boone.
Yes, could Dagna.
Please switch it back to the red, because we can see it on the red, right?
Yes. It's boiling hot, though.
Of course.
No, it's like a slight fog above it. Because of the steam, you could not see through the water.
Oh, okay. So then, could you switch it back to the black, please?
Of course I can. And I change
it. Thank you, Boone.
Yeah, liar.
So you switched it back to what?
Black, to the acid.
Okay. Oh, I thought you did red.
She did, but then she told you to switch it, which I assume you did. It is right here. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to peer over and cast my mage hand. To get it.
Using the acid. Can Mage Hand take damage?
Nope.
It's spectral. You're really,
Mage Hand is fucking OP in this.
The situation, yes.
Okay. You reach down with the Mage Hand? Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And you pull it out.
Yep. And I make sure it's clear of any acidy juices, and I retrieve it.
Yes, you retrieve it, and you are now holding the blue prism.
Blue prism, all right.
So how many do we have now?
So we have, hold on, I think that's 5. We've got the blue prism, the purple, the green, and the orange.
And the red.
And the red. So we're just missing one.
Hey, that mage hand's really handy, huh?
It is.
I look at Cam and I say, maybe we should get one for us.
I think we could get
a mage hand. I think we'd be all right.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that's how my magic works.
Why doesn't it?
I don't know.
Well, not a good enough excuse. And then I get, and then I fight for Mage Hand. I'm just joking.
Okay. Boone, thank you for your help with that, and I appreciate it.
You are welcome, Dagna.
Okay. Let's go find the last one so we can get the fuck out of here, okay?
Oh my god, should I hug Dagna because it's awkward for me and I think that's what you do as friends? Like, she says thank you and I run up and I hug Dagna. But like in the most awkward way possible. That's what I'm doing.
Is it like an angry hug?
No. Okay. It's just I don't know how to hug. So like okay. I go up and I hug you and it's weird.
And cue sitcom soundtrack that says, ooh.
Thank you. Thank you, Boone. Hey, it's okay. We all get frustrated.
So what have we not checked?
We checked Pride Rock. We got the flower field. We got the hot spring. Did we get the river?
Yes, that was what you just got.
Ew. Okay, so I guess, can we do another perception check to see what else is missing?
Yeah, you would notice that you have not crossed the next bridge.
I'm not touching one foot on that fucking bridge. No.
Can we just get on the carpet and go across the bridge?
Yes. Yeah.
We do that.
Okay. As you cross the bridge, the acid sizzles beneath you as the river passes under this stone bridge. You don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, the whole river's acid now?
Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's fun. Well, so I guess once we cross the bridge, do we see anything?
Yeah. Do you want us to do perception check?
Yeah, give me perception checks.
Let's see if I can actually...
over on the carpet, correct?
I'm flying.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get above a 10.
I got a 22.
For fuck's sake.
I don't know what I got. Oh, I'm not looking.
Damn.
Ooh, 27. Ha-ha!
Callus, you don't see anything above the bridge. Dagna, as you're passing over, you kind of see a reflection in the acid below of something beneath the bridge.
I got a 7.
Okay. Should we go back and change the setting?
Adjust the hot tub.
Adjust the hot tub, per se? Because I think I see something.
What setting do you think we should go with?
So this bridge is about 5 feet above the acid. The bottom of it. It's not like in the water. Not like in the acid. It's like an arched stone bridge.
Okay.
I can't tell you how tempted I am to do a Snugowitz bit here, but we're all different place.
I mean, if you pointed out, Callus will just fly underneath there and try and...
Yep. There appears to be a yellow prism stuck to the bottom side of the bridge.
Callus is going to look and see if there's anything that looks like it could be a trap.
Give me investigation.
Smart.
Because the rest of the stuff has been trapped. 24.
You are certain there is no trap on this.
Alright, then Callus is gonna go and grab this last prism.
Yep, you pull it off and you are now holding this prism.
Alright, I got the last one. Let's
do this thing.
Yeah.
Here they go.
I do not like this cave.
I did a lot of hard work down here.
You're doing great.
You make your way over the bridge. You guys make your way across the bridge and past these trees. And as you do so, a knot hole opens up in this tree and says,
"Light, give us light. It's been so long."
Did a tree just talk?
Uh huh. Give you light.
Like actual light, or
yeah. So you see a small. Like there appears to be a center platform with six small platforms around it. All of them have a certain colored gem embedded in them. And the light appears to be shining on the furthest most one from you. And that one appears to have a red gem in it. And in a circular, or in a clockwise fashion, it's, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
Okie dokie. Hold on a hot sec, my dude. Red. We're right there?
Yes.
And then clockwise. Okay.
Orange, yellow, green. So in the colors of the rainbow. Yeah,
it's right around.
Okay. Okay, cool. I think we can get you the light if we can just get past you, if you don't mind.
There's a wide gap. You're able to make your way through. You guys are all staring at these little plinths.
We'll get you your light, my dude.
So there's gems there already?
No, there's just little indications of where they need to go.
Okay, I was a little confused there.
There's a mechanic for this, but I don't really know how to describe it in a podcast that would like make sense if we're not at an actual table. So I'm just giving you the color positions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dagna tosses everyone a prism. Let's put it all in together at the same time.
On three.
Okay, who gets two prisms?
I got a mage hand.
Done.
Perfect.
I'll take the red and the purple.
I'll take the orange one.
I'll take yellow.
In the interest of brevity, you
looking
guys
at blue, looking at blue. I'm like, you can have the blue one.
I know. I get it. I'm blue. Fine. So,
you guys place your prisms down, and the light, as it shoots through each one, arcs around in a circle until the full thing is filled. As then a prismatic light shoots up in a circular form around you. And on the center platform, there appears to be a chest. As the voice says,
"Yes, the lights."
As light then cascades around the room and shines down upon them, their limbs grow bigger, and they appear much, much happier and stout, more stout.
Oh, I love this.
And then Captain Planet arrives. We have all...
He's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Okay. You're welcome, tree.
Glad you feel better.
Did we?
Boone is very skeptical of this.
So, are we gonna open the chest, or is it actually like a chest or whatever?
Yes, it's like a chest.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, why wouldn't
there's
we?
there appears to be feathered wings carved on top of it.
I'm not gonna open it.
So Sean, like, would I feel drawn to it?
Nope.
No.
Nothing in this place has given you any indication that something's like watching out for you since you've been inside.
Okay, then Boone's not gonna open it.
Fuck it. I'll go check it out. I'll open it with my mage hand, Sean.
Okay. Character you number open it, three.
You open it, and inside you see what appears to be another pie chart vial.
Okay.
There appears to be something scratched into the glass on it, written on the glass, inscribed on it.
What's
and it's
say,
a dark Sean? Green liquid. And inscribed on it, it says, "One who fears no arrow carries no armor."
One who fears no arrow.
Fears no arrow, carries no armor, right?
Carries no armor. Yes. Huh?
Well, yes, because you're wearing it, of course.
Well, I mean, I
didn't really do anything.
I took a lot of arrows today. I'm just saying.
Did any of them hit your knee?
I want to smack you through a microphone, Matt.
So you guys have two potions right now. You have a green one, and you have a
pie chart one.
No, that one's pie chart as well. Both of them are.
So is there like a slot chart for the bottles to like connect or something like that?
Yes, it's got grooves to connect.
So like...
It's got, the first one contains a bright red potion. The second one contains a bright green potion or dark green potion.
So like, okay. Explain to me how a pie chart potion works. Like, do you pick which of the pie charts you're drinking?
Stephanie, I want you to take a pizza box, okay? Or a pizza. Okay, and I want you to cut a full pizza into three pieces. Okay?
Sean,
that's what you're seeing when you are above the potion.
I understand, but how do you drink it? Like, are you
drinking... There's corks in each one of them.
You pop the corks.
So there's glass on you. There's glass. It's glass all the way around, but it's just segmented.
Okay, but like what I'm asking is do you do all three at once? Do you do one of the third? Exactly. Okay. Am I gonna get crazy and just do all three at once? Do I do one of each? Right. Okay. Like that's how I would do it.
Are you talking about drinking them?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, do you do one of each, and that's how it works? Do you do all three at once? Can you pick two of them?
The whole damn thing. You can pick two of them, but you're going to get two-thirds of whatever you were supposed to get. And maybe that's death.
Or is it just one fucking shot? Like, you got to do the pie chart all in one shot. Like, I have some legit questions with this pie chart, man.
Should we get the actual last part of it before we figure out how to drink it?
Maybe, but yeah. I have questions. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should hold all questions until the end of the show.
No. I know better with Sean. You ask questions. Okay.
You are unsure of the properties of the potions.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
You've also done no investigation on them whatsoever.
That continues.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I had way too many questions about the pie chart file. I apologize.
I just want to say, because I'm not going to include a screenshot of this, but for the listener, there are like literally 7 sketches of what this pie chart thing must look like on our map right now. It looks terrible.
You should put it on. It does.
And mostly because I didn't understand. Like, I'm not going to throw you guys under the bus. It was that did. And I needed to understand what pie chart file was. And so I stand by my, choices. I feel like there are other people out there that were not courageous enough to understand what a pie chart file was. And I stood up for them.
If you were confused about the vial, I want you to tweet, I too was confused about the pie chart vial. Hashtag.
That's not right either. Whoever just did that. No.
That's wrong.
If I look at the potion but from above.
Hashtag Sean is a monster. Okay.
Right. So there are corks. There are corks in the two potion bottles you have.
Enough about the fucking bottle.
Periwinkle!
All right. So what are you guys doing?
Getting back to the center.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to tell the tree. I don't know if it could talk back to me or not. I was like, thank you for letting us into your sanctuary, even though it was trapped. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. Bye. And going away.
Okay. And I'm guessing you guys make your way safely back across the bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you make your way back through the reverse gravity thing. You know this time that it's going to reverse back, and you plan accordingly, and you make your way back into the central chamber. Across the room from you appears to be a doorway with a bed above the door, and that's where we'll pick up next.
Well, as always.
Yay!
You'd like to have a part-tart conversation.
I swear to God, you say pie chart one more time, I'm going to turn this whole podcast around. You can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can call the champs line. That's 1-757-5-CHAMPS. You can text the champs line too. You can rate and subscribe and review us on iTunes. Wow, that's a thing. In fact, I think it's called Apple Podcasts now. It doesn't matter. Give us a review. It's important. Otherwise, every podcast in the world wouldn't ask you for it. You can also join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. And you can, of course, follow us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. I'm less often, but every so often, I'm @Fung.
Stephanie, think of them as 3 individual potion bottles that fit together in a single collection. I'm a chump DM.
No, Sean, I finally fucking figured it out. Like, right at the end of our pie chart conversation. Get it now.
Toodles.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, bye. No, I legit got it right at the end. I'm so sorry.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
It's Sean the DM, the void man, the O's a 0. RP_GGamer. Nat 20.
This is a shit show.
Steph, the Nat 1 lady. So, there they are. So you can definitely follow us on Twitter. Bye. Editor's note to Kyle, could you please cut out the snippet, "Are you doing it with your mouth?" as the opening quote. Thanks.
God damn it.
Oh.